Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Let me just mention to you the show you're listening to today, and all the previous ones are available for re-listening on our website under Archives for Food for the Journey. Just look at the word Archives on Food for the Journey, and you can re-listen to any of the programs. I just want to encourage you to take a look at our website, but particularly if you'd like to listen to either programs from yesterday or last week, you can do that by going to the radio site and then clicking on Archives, and you can re-listen to the programs. I assume that people know that, but I don't think everybody does know that, especially new listeners. So I encourage you to take a look at our website, renewalministries.net. Today, we take a look at the letter of Paul to the Galatians, chapter 1, verses 6 to 12. Brothers and sisters, I am amazed that you are so quickly forsaking the one who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel. Not that there is another. But there are some who are disturbing you and wish to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven, should preach to you a gospel other than the one that we have preached to you, let that one be accursed. In other words, let's not get false teaching in here. And how much of that we have today, brothers and sisters? People's personal interpretations. Brothers and sisters, listen to the truth. Get the truth from a good source. Listen to it. Ponder it. I'm going to say more coming weeks about good books that I would recommend to you to read that can be helpful to you, very helpful, in this journey that we have through this life. Paul goes on to say, as we have said before, and now I say again, if anyone preaches to you a gospel other than the one that you received, let that one be accursed. Am I now currying favor with human beings or God? Or am I seeking to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a slave of Christ. In other words, to be a Christian, to really be a Christian, costs. Welcome. Let's pay the price. Look at the reward. And Paul says, now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel preached by me is not of human origin, for I did not receive it from a human being, nor was I taught it. It came through a revelation of Jesus Christ. And the early church approved that. We have this gift of God to us. Please treasure it. Please try to read one of the books, at least every month, read through one of the books or one of the Gospels or one of the letters. Read, ponder. There are good Bible studies out there, Catholic Bible studies, that can help you to organize your thinking, organize your reading in a way that can bear more fruit. I'll have much more to say on all of that in the coming programs. Psalm 111, the Lord will remember his covenant forever. The Lord will remember what he made a covenant with us. He is faithful. Are we faithful? We who have received his gifts and his graces, are we faithful to the covenant that he made with us? I am your God and you are my people. I am your Savior. I am your Redeemer. I'm your Sanctifier. I'm your Father who is in heaven. Have I entered into that relationship, really? There are questions we need to ask ourselves, brothers and sisters. Otherwise, it's so easy to drift because of the direction of the culture. We have to give new birth to the culture because the culture is leading us away from Christ. So therefore, our posture has to be stronger. We have to stand firm. We have to let our roots go down deep. We can't just throw a few seed on the ground, so to speak, and expect that it's going to bear abundant fruit. It might, but it might not, because it might get trampled under. It might get eaten by the birds of the air, as Paul tells us. How much do you treasure both the gospel and the catechism? How much do you live by them? The Lord will remember his covenant forever, and it's true. He's made a covenant with us. He longs for us to belong to him, but he never forces us. So the question is, am I giving myself freely to the Lord? Am I giving myself over to be his daughter or his son, his disciple? Am I really doing that? Lord, I want to be your disciple. Lord, I want to be your son. You gave me life. I want to belong to you and to your people. We need to say that. We need to believe that. We need to stand on that. In these days when everything seems to be in flux and nothing is permanent except death, we've thrown principles and values and standards to the winds so that more and more and more we're doing what I want to do or what I like or what I think. And God is pushed to the farthest away from us that he can be. That's what the culture's trying to do. Where are you? Are you letting yourself be pushed? Or are you making choices and decisions? We need to make definite, clear choices. Who I am, who God made me to be, why I'm here, where I'm going, and how I'm going to get there. We need to think this through. Pray this through as individuals, as families, as friends, whatever your closest knit group is. We need to think these things through and make some decisions so that our lives reflect those decisions. Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus. And he said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" And he said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live eternally." There it is. Right there in those few verses, there it is. And I might just add, as you know I would, and repent when you fail. When you fail, it darkens the intellect, it weakens the will. We need to repent so that we are restored and can give our whole selves to God. Don't be afraid of repenting. It's your pathway to freedom. But because he wished to justify himself, this is this scholar of the law now, but because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" And Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side." How many times do we do that? We get around the situation, whether that be actually physically or whether we make certain decisions or whether we don't talk to certain people or whatever it is we do to avoid having to deal with whatever the situation might be. And Jesus is telling him what a neighbor really is. A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped him, they beat him, and they went off, leaving him half dead. And a priest, I'm repeating this now on purpose, a priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. He avoided. And likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan, oh my, a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. And the next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, "Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back." Which of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim? And he answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." And Jesus said to him, "Go. Go and do likewise." Brothers and sisters, in all of our cities, our towns, and sometimes even our villages, there are people very, very poor materially, or very poor spiritually, or very poor mentally. And I know we need to be prudent, but I think it behooves us, I know that as followers of Christ, as disciples of Christ, we need to say, "Lord, this is my brother or my sister, what would you have me do? Or, if it's not appropriate for me, could I go get somebody who could help this person?" But so often we're rushing, we don't even see the poor around us, like that woman I just described to you the other day. A woman who was standing on the corner and people were crossing the street, and she didn't move. She just stood there. And people just went by her. So I went up and asked her. I said, "Is there anything I could do to help you?" And she said, yes, that her eyesight was very bad, and could I help her across the street? She didn't even ask. She didn't know what the response would be. She didn't have any confidence in the strangers around her. So it took someone to see the need, just for a moment. And believe me, I can rush too. But to see the need. And I think God allowed that so that I could pass it on to you. Look around. Can I help you? Can I be of help? Could I make a phone call for you? And what we so often say is, I don't want to get involved. I don't want to get involved. Brothers and sisters, that's not what God is asking of us. He's asking of us to truly be the disciples that he needs us to be. And this innkeeper went so far as to leave money for his care. He really exercise the generosity that God himself would do. And Jesus is saying to us, go and do likewise. Go and do likewise. Brothers and sisters, there are so many people, so much in need, who have been rebuffed, ignored, kicked out. Now, there are those who are always trying to get something for nothing. But there are many, many truly poor people out there in need. Your life will only be richer. Might be cost you a little, but it'll only be richer when you reach out to those in need, as Jesus did. May God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.